Today, I killed a guy in real life. I really don't have any idea how I could express the feeling a person gets when they stop another man literally dead in his tracks. I'm not sure how to tell anyone about what I did, so I'm just gonna write it here where no one will ever see it. I wish I knew how to explain this shit in a way that didn't come off in some faggoty Dear Diary tone. I guess that's fucking unavoidable. Yesterday, I was at work, and Sam called me to see if I wanted to come over and play some poker, and why wouldn't I? Shit, what's better than getting trashed and fucking with some pieces of cardboard with numbers and kings and shit on them? So, like, we're playing for like an hour. How can you play cards for more than an hour, really? But it's just an excuse to get drunk as shit and argue. We decided to walk to fucking Food Lion. We do that every time we get drunk. I don't know why. Fuck, well, I'm just gonna cut to it. We saw, I don't even know, some frat boys. Well, that didn't happen. There were two of them. Those drunk fucks with their fucking pink striped shirts and upside down visor hats. I can't really remember what happened, but I know somebody said something. I just saw John wailing on one of the frats, and my instincts kicked in. I have no clue, no fucking clue why we were fighting. I don't fucking know. I just started hitting the other one in the stomach and the face. I'm way bigger than him, so I floored him pretty fucking quick. He started to get up, and then Sam handed me a knife. I didn't think. It was amazing. I can't tell what happened. I didn't stab him. It wasn't me. The knife just flew into his chest. I didn't get it at all. I was holding the knife, but I didn't try to stab him. It was as though he had a magnet in his chest and the knife's blade was drawn in. The feeling was anticlimactic. It's like fucking for the first time. You get a sudden rush of feeling for about 3 seconds, and right after, you realize that you're still yourself, and you're still the same damn person living the same damn life, even though it's the exact opposite. I just looked around a bit. I was dazed as shit. I saw the other one on the ground, too. The front of my shirt was covered in blood, and like puke or some shit from the frat guy. Seeing him die was like nothing else I'd ever seen. When I saw it, it's like you die on the inside. You turn to stone. It's like you're a sponge being wrung out. That feeling wasn't even that bad. Not until John saw the woman across the street with her kid. They were in a driveway. I saw them, and I ran. They saw me. It was only a matter of time till they make me go away. No more life for me. No more college. No more girls. No more fucking YTMND. What really got me about the woman, it wasn't that she saw me kill him. It was what I heard her say to her son before I started running. I saw her hiding behind her car with her kid. She looked terrified. She was so scared, and she leaned down to her kid, and she said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I begged and pleaded with her the other day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss, and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it."